losing access to your server, data, code base, or infrastructure can mean the end of your business. Whether that's a simple human mistake, whether it is because you got hacked, or because somebody who's leaving or who you have problems with is trying to get back at you or destroy your business, or because somebody holds you hostage, maybe a software house or somebody like that. This is one of the biggest worries of SaaS companies, and I get that question regularly. Victor, what can I do to prevent that from happening? And there are usually two different types of security measures. There's a very basic measure for a lot of these problems that you can implement fairly easily, and that is the sort of 80-20 rule here that gets you most of the way. And then there's that extra step you can take to really be much more secure, but it is also much, much, much more expensive. So the basic thing in terms of data is you should definitely have backups. Like, there's still enough SaaS companies out there that do not back up their databases. And most infrastructure environments, you can do offsite backups. Don't do that in the same infrastructure. Send that somewhere where your developers don't have access to, where there's only write access, but nobody can read or delete. Different environment, different account, different infrastructure type. And that's how you can really be safe. The more advanced version here would be just automated writing to multiple databases. Because when you back up daily, you can still lose a day's worth of data, right? But when you automatically write to multiple databases at the same time, make all changes to multiple databases at the same time, that is the much more complex but also much more secure solution. Of course, if you have a serverless setup or scalable setup, you can have failover backup systems, rerouting of DNS. And if you have a lot of international customers, a strong DNS provider, maybe a content delivery network are what you need to keep things up and to ensure fast loading times. Now, in terms of access to critical infrastructure, especially DNS and your domain, keep those passwords and keys very, very safe. Make sure you give out keys and passwords to sub-accounts that don't own the infrastructure that you can always delete. Make sure you reset passwords every single time somebody leaves who had access to that. Those routines are just very crucial. I've heard that countless of times from developers that they still have access to some old employer's DNS account or whatnot. I've not heard of them actually taking advantage of it, but it was more of a conversation passing, like, hey, do you know, can you imagine I can still log into that account? And that's not good. You don't want those passwords floating around at all. Here we've also done another video on how to protect your code base and IP from software developers or external developers you're working with. You can watch that as well. That's a slightly different angle, but certainly also relevant when you want to mitigate any sort of risks like that. The next thing would be automated testing and uptime monitoring so that it detects you when there's a failure. And in terms of support, the cheapest way you can have actual ongoing support to fix bugs and react to anything that's happening is if you don't have an active development team, will be a part-time full-stack developer. That is the cheapest way you can get very good support. There's almost no such thing as good on-demand support because that always comes with long waiting times. But if you're really big, then you can afford a support SLA from a professional company. The thing that gives you, obviously, is 24/7 reaction times, but that is super expensive. That only makes sense when you're really big. If you want to know what a good strategy could look like to keep your account safe, to secure your infrastructure, to create a plan to relaunch if anything is breaking, create backups, anything like that, we have access to fractional CTOs who can help you create and implement a strategy like that if you're interested, let us know. If you have questions, comment on the video. I will make sure to make another video answering those. And if you find these videos interesting, make sure to subscribe if you're interested in more long form content like presentations or webinars that we've done that we can't share on our YouTube. Subscribe to our newsletter, and that's how you'll get those in your inbox as well. Thank you so much for watching, and see you next time.